The Moose Jaw Police Service may be over budget in 9 revenue and expense categories this year, but the police chief says the organization's finances are still in good shape. The police service had spent 78.6% of its budgeted expenses as of November 1, leaving roughly $2.7 million to be spent. Its total budgeted expenses for 2022 are $12.7 million. Meanwhile, the police service had received 34.98% of its budgeted revenues while waiting for more than $1 million in outstanding revenues. Its total budgeted revenues for 2022 are $1.5 million. In total, the Moose Jaw Police Service, MJPS, had completed 84.74% of its net budget, with $3.7 million in budgeted expenses revenue remaining. Overall, we're running in good shape this year, Police Chief Rick Barassa said while presenting the organization's monthly budget update during the recent Board of Police Commissioners meeting. The police service may have a year-end surplus because of several officer vacancies, he continued. If that happens, the unspent money will flow into the accumulated surplus. The agency will likely know its overall total at the end of February. The police service is over budget in 6 expense categories by a total of $51,069.34, with the biggest over expenditure being $30,861.31 in the vehicle maintenance category, added Barassa. It has been difficult to acquire new vehicles to replace aging ones that require regular repairs, while fuel costs have been higher than anticipated. The good news with acquiring new vehicles is some of the ones the MJPS has ordered are finally arriving, said Deputy Chief Rick Johns. This means the agency can start decommissioning older units, which should reduce this expense category next year. The other 8 expense categories that are over budget and their dollar percentage variance are Travel and Conventions, $2,027.46 per 140.55%. Education and Training, $14,811.92 per 124.69%. Subscriptions and Publications, $1,191.28 per 147.65%. Radio Communications, $2.15, 64/126.88. Prisoner Meals, $26.73 per 100.67. The police service is catching up on educating and training its members because the pandemic prevented officers from attending courses, explained Barassa. Meanwhile, subscriptions are expensive because of licensing fees and maintenance agreements for software programs. However, both areas should improve next year. The 3 revenue categories that are over budget include Unclaimed, Seized Property, $1,143 per 214.30%. Alarm Response Annual Fees, $6,715 per 122.38%. Alarm Response False Alarms, $407 per 105.09%. Commissioner Doug Blanc pointed to the over $1 million in outstanding revenues and noted that other police agencies are in similar situations because they expected that funding in July. He wondered if this was unusual compared to past years. He also noted that prisoner meals are $26 over budget and asked about that. Many revenue categories are based on transfer agreements with the province or municipality, but those transfers haven't happened yet, said Barassa. The delays in some categories are somewhat later than expected, but they are coming. The provincial transfers are late because the provincial government was still signing contractual agreements. Furthermore, the Ministry of Justice usually issues funding quarterly. Meanwhile, the MJPS is a regional detention center and accepts prisoners from other agencies such as the RCMP, he continued. So, the police service will recover that extra $26.73 in that category. I'm not suggesting you take their Pop-Tarts and cut them in half, chuckled Blanc. The next Board of Police Commissioners meeting is Thursday, December 8.